Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Om Shanti Miraben, dear Miraben, nice to have you with us for this Seeing Into Being program. Welcome and hope you're doing well. A big Om Shanti from everyone to you.
Om Shanti from everyone here also, to everyone.
Lovely. As you know, we're taking you to the gates of heaven, and we're going to take your hand and walk with you into this new world, because it's beautiful that we understand that based on what we see, this is where we can go and this is what we can become. And we've been asking many seniors, you know, what's the vision that we have of the golden age? And of course, it changes over time. So we're really curious to know a little bit about your history and how it came to you when you came to Baba. What's been your personal experience of golden age? Was it through trance, through vision, through spiritual experiences, merging into a poster? What was for you the introduction to golden age, and what was your most vivid experiences of golden age in your since your Brahmin life?
In fact, you know, I came to Baba when I was in 1968. I did not know anything about the golden age or the future world. But a few days after I came, I was staying in the center. So I saw, first I went to trance. I did not even know it was called trance. So I saw Vishnu first. And the Vishnu image was giving me a lotus flower. And I was very delighted to see that image of Vishnu. And then I did not understand. And then the vision was finished. So next day again, I was just sitting in meditation. I went into trance again. And that is the time I saw for the first time the real royal court of the golden age, means first emperor and empresses Lakshmi Narayan, you know, on their throne, and the beautiful, the whole surroundings, and then the 108 kings and queens in the royal court, means it was like unimaginable scenery which I had never seen before, but it lost it just for a few minutes, and there was a kind of change happening, like the eight thrones, the eight kings, you know, how they, Lakshmi Narayan the first, Lakshmi Narayan the second. So I could see the difference. Even now, the scene is very clearly in front of me. You know, the difference in their dress, difference in their appearance, difference in the crown, difference in the surroundings. But yet it was very, very royal. So I saw practically how in the golden age Lakshmi Narayan will be on the throne, and how they will be holding the royal court and passing through the eight birds, you know, the eight thrones. So that scene is very clearly in front of me. And, you know, that motivated me to understand, you know, what I am going to do here, because when I came, I did not have full knowledge of Raj Yoga, but Baba introduced me to make me understand that it is through Raj Yoga you are going to become like deity, like Lakshmi Narayan, a world of plenty, world where there is nothing lacking, where there is total royalty. So Baba made me understand that through this trance vision. But after that, my trance going was stopped. Even if I tried afterwards, I did not have any vision. That was the end. So it was a very beautiful experience for me to begin my Brahmin life. That was in 1968.
Wow. So there was not any update of the vision later on in your years?
No, not at all. After that, you know, I did not go into trance. And I did not see anything. Of course, through knowledge, I was able to understand. But these two visions was really amazing. Seeing Vishnu, you know, four-armed Vishnu, and then the eight dynasties of the Golden Age and how they are going to interact with each other, you know, the royalty, the purity, the prosperity. It was really, really unimaginable, you know. We cannot compare anything in this world to what I saw, actually.
So what kind of reflection you had over the years, reflecting on that vision, questioning probably, is it really going to be like this, or is it a symbol? Did you just churn or reflect on the reality of Golden Age, what will be? Because this is a very physical, of course, experience with a glimpse. How did you move from that, the glimpse,
Afterwards, I understood the knowledge and I'm able to realize what is going to be the future. So then I was reflecting on the spiritual aspect, what I need to practice now to have such a future. So like the first thing that came to my mind was purity, because without purity, at the present time, I will not be able to have such a life of splendor in the Golden Age. So I was reflecting on some of the virtues, some of the qualities that I need to practice now in order to have such a beautiful life in the Golden Age. So my journey, my reflection was mostly on dharana. And then I was, always following up Dadi Gulzar, whenever she used to share her experience of the Golden Age, then those experiences stay with me. Then I will reflect on that, what is a life like in the Golden Age from morning till evening. So sometimes I have also spent, today I want to live a Golden Age a day. So using the from morning till evening, the same kind of routine that we would have, whether I can manage or not. Because in the beginning, we were not so busy in service. We had a lot of time. So I could reflect on those things.
Did you find some special yuktis that help you to really connect with the Golden Age? Because sometimes, and particularly for Westerners, these images of crowned deities, they all look a little bit the same, you know, when we've seen a poster and we think, okay, these are images. And Baba said, you cannot represent exactly the pictures of Golden Age. So did you reflect sometimes, or did you find some tricks or yuktis to really bring you to a state of being in a Golden Age?
Sometimes I remember that, how Baba used to ask Dadis to take 3 photos, like the confluence agent photo, the angel photo, and then the future emperor or empresses. So we have done that sometimes when we have retreats. So we try to bring back that image, how we look like in the future, if we are going to be the princess. So some practical physical actions we used to do in the beginning. So bring back those memories. But more than that, I am also not so much particular about the physical decorations, but it's the spiritual significance. I mostly reflected on, for example, the 16 decorations the Lakshmi Narayan or deities would have in the Golden Age. So how can I have those spiritual decorations now, so that now I can enjoy this life to the fullest extent? So I enjoy churning on, reflecting on the spiritual decorations which will represent the physical later on.
How do you see the transition from where we are today to the Golden Age? This is the point of reflecting, seeing into being.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're thinking about it, we're collecting visions. How do you see the transition happening? I mean, we're still working on ourselves. There are still funny samskaras happening sometimes, I think, in a Brahmin family. The Brahmin family is growing even bigger. There's all kind of things happening in the yajna. So how do you see this happening going to the Golden Age?
I see this birth as the first birth, because we talk about 21 births. So this is the first birth. So I many times experiment living in the golden age, in the confluence age, because this is my first birth. And so living in the in golden age at this time for me means, like, for example, giving importance to now. Because in golden age, deities will not remember their past, not remember their future. So they are just in the present. So one of the things that activates those memories is to live in the, you know, understand the power of now. That's one thing, practically feeling being in the golden age now. And secondly, a natural practice of soul consciousness. Because we have heard many times that deities are soul conscious naturally, even though they are not God conscious. So sometimes I also experiment with myself how naturally I can be soul conscious. So that natural practice of soul consciousness leads me beyond, you know, the Kali Yugi sanskaras. So it becomes like more fresh and real. And the third thing that I practice that activates the golden age sanskara, in fact, is attention on my karma, because we know that in the golden age, the actions they perform is neutral action. So how I can manage to make my actions neutral, which means that, you know, settle all the karmic accounts of the past, nothing is left, because we can only have a karma when we have excess of good karma in our account. So sometimes I also reflect on this, how I can live in the golden age, in the confluence age, by paying attention to my karma. And most of all, my feeling is that to live in the golden age, liberation in life in the confluence age, is a feeling of, you know, fulfillment, contentment, like we say, becoming ignorant of the word desire. So just the feeling, you know, total fulfillment.
You know, it's very interesting what you're saying, because the fact that you feel you're in your first birth now, which is almost a real blend between the old world and the new world, so you feel you have one foot already into the new world. What do you feel is really the main qualification that will determine if you are living in a golden age or not? So how do you know when you're really more in the, because when we think about karma and doing good karma, of course in golden age we don't think like this. And when you think about being in the now, in the golden age, you will not be making effort thinking, oh, I should be thinking of the now, that I should not be dwelling in the past. So what do you feel is really the things that make you move in the real awareness of the golden age?
Two things come to my mind. One is the purity of mind and divinity of intellect. It's a natural. So I think the more we have purity of mind, so we go beyond, and divinity of intellect, so there is no duality, there is no comparison, you know. So when I am able to lead a life naturally, without having any kind of comparison now and past or future, and also a natural life, you know, not just like a child, the innocence of a child, I would say, it's just like a natural feeling of living a carefree life, what we have in the golden age. You know, there is no thought, but everything is happening naturally.
So you mentioned you had your vision or your trance, you know, almost 50 years ago now.
And yes.
How has it been for you, this whole process of reflecting on the golden age? Is it possible that, I think some of us, you know, were very excited in our early days in Gyan about it, and we saw things and felt something. And then we got into this phase of service where we got very, very busy in service. And then sorting out the growth in the organization, the meetings, more meetings and more meetings. Do you feel that we forgot a little bit of the focus on the golden age or of the future, a little bit like we're listening to this warning, you know, the wolf is coming, the wolf is coming, the wolf is coming, but it never comes. And so we've been told golden age is coming, but it hasn't really come. And so many seniors have left the body without moving into the golden age. Now, they're still babies having little baby bottle and they have to go back to the old world again. So do you think we forgot a little bit about this new world and now we may be at a time when we need to rethink about it differently or to renew
I do agree with you. I think we get caught up in doing, you know, service, and we have really forgotten. So this is a really the right time that, you know, we are paying attention to bring back those memories. And it is important, I think, to bring back those memories as the days are coming closer. So it's the right time that we are having this program, so we are able to reflect on our childhood days, what we experienced, and bring back those glimpses back into our memories so we can relive that life.
What do you think is the main obstacle? What do you think stops us from being more, more merged, I would say, in the thinking of golden age? What stops us from being in that state of mind?
See, when we came to Baba, we came to create our life. So that is why our aim and object was very clear in front of us. But as we went along in our Brahmin life, my feeling is we forgot the purpose for which we came to Baba. So instead of living that life, we are begin to spend our life, you know, spend our life in doing service and doing this and that. So we just make up. So that purpose of being Baba's child that we had in the beginning was forgotten. And so now this kind of opportunities again gives us another opportunity to emerge those memories that we had in the beginning so we can begin to relive those memories and make it real.
So what do you answer to those who sometimes question a little bit the childishness of our vision of golden age, you know, saying, well, the lion is going to drink with the lamb at the pool. You're going to just squeeze the fruit and you're going to have, you know, a full glass of juice right away. Yeah. Sometimes people say, is it not a little bit, I don't know, it's a good metaphor, but it may not be exactly like that. How real do you think is going to be golden age? Do you sometimes question this vision, even thinking, yeah, maybe they were entertaining, but the reality might be a little bit different. How real is it going to be, the golden age?
Of course, you know, Baba has explained to us very clearly, you know, what people see in the vision, you know, drinking glass of mango juice or gardens. Actually, there is nothing like that in the subtle region. But what was exactly present physically on this earth is shown in the form of a vision, like a dream. So we can get inspired to go into the depth of it to find out more. But I do, I do believe that from what Baba has explained in different Murlis, how the golden age is going to be, because it is pure land, everything is going to be, you know, first class anyway. You know, it is described like how the cows will be, how the nature will be, how the fruit will be. It is real, but of course sometimes those things are shown in the form of vision to inspire people. But even if I did not have an opportunity to see them in the vision, I can visualize actually through my divine intellect with my wisdom, you know, how the beginning, the new world is going to be. Everything is fresh. You know, it is Sattva Pradhan, completely pure, untouched by any other souls. So naturally, what Baba describes it, for me, it seems to be real. It is not anything childish game or so.
When you see time passing by and years, you know, moving forward, 50 years later after your trans experience, do you sometimes wonder, Baba, is this going to happen now or is it going to have to wait again a long, long time, another 50 years?
I don't think 50 years more. It is not too long. It will happen soon. It's just not too long. My feeling is that it's going to happen soon. You know, of course, when we talk about golden age, it is not like Sri Krishna is born, you know, that we call it as a complete golden age. For me, complete golden age kingdom is when Lakshmi Narayan sits on the throne and when there are 900,000 the golden-aged souls. That is when the era of Lakshmi Narayan begins. So it may take maybe another, 20 years. So not like we have to wait for another 50 years.
Hopefully not. And just the last question is from Mirabenti. What do you think about your status? Because many times underline a lot, you know, you should claim a high status. And he's really pushing us to really think about it a lot and make sure we don't become a subject. Or how do you play with these ideas and what's the importance of having a high status for you?
I don't entertain a lot of thoughts about status. You know, I just want to be a perfect human being with all virtues, you know, full of all virtues, the qualifications of a deity. And of course, I want to come together with the soul of Krishna, but I don't think too much about status and, you know, I don't entertain thinking about it. My thoughts are more reflected on the perfection, all virtues, complete.
So you're not too worried about having air conditioning ticket or just first class, or is still?
I don't worry about those classes, but I know that, you know, if I'm able to live my life now as a golden-aged life in the confluence age, that will continue, you know. So I pay more attention to experience liberation in life now as much as possible. And then I know that that sanskara that I emerge now will continue. I don't entertain a lot, you know, thoughts about the status, air conditioned ticket or first class. But I know it's a guarantee that if I have created that sanskara now to be, you know, whatever sanskaras Brahma Baba had in his last birth, the Krishna soul. So then if I follow Father accurately at every step, so naturally, I will be able to have the privilege to be with that first soul in my first birth.
All right. Lovely. I mean, I know we'd love to hear more, and the more we think about it, the more we evoke, I think, so our own personal images of Golden Age. So why don't we ask you to take us for a few minutes, maybe reconnecting with your original experience all the way to what you feel today is the coming Golden Age. So we can listen to your inspiration for a few minutes in a meditation form and be with you in a golden age.
Okay, so let us switch our consciousness to the beginning of the world. That is, let us return to our home, the soul world. As a point of light, I see myself suspended in the golden red light region, and I, the soul, I am pulled towards the earth, and I move from my home in the soul world and journey to the physical world. See and feel yourself floating down from up above into the first pure womb. I am a pure jewel. I descend to take my first golden birth into the world of wonder, heaven, paradise. Dwell deeply on the scenes of the delight and consciousness of being a divine baby, having the highest, most noble, loving human parents ever in the history. Remember looking into those eyes of bliss of your first mother and father of the kingdom. The skies are so blue, the water so clear. I can see the beautiful flowers and feel the gentle breeze. The trees and animals around are so gentle. It is always springtime. The elements are in perfect harmony. I am so happy in this land of happiness. I see myself greeting my brothers and sisters who are also happy. I see my childhood, adult life of royalty, peace and complete happiness. In every second, there is a feeling of fulfillment and joy. Now I fly through the 8 pure divine births in different bodies as a prince and princess. I enjoy this experience of my golden aged, perfect, most elevated life on earth. Thank you.